Oh, you actually came. For a second, I thought we scared you off. Please, take a seat. There are a few things I have to read to you on behalf of the Demon Queen. Some legal documents so that we don't have the Royal Guard swooping in if you wind up under one of your co-workers and the police don't feel like doing the job themselves. You look confused. Oh, by now you obviously know the truth of your position. If I'm being honest, the men in the city outnumber each race individually. If the crime rate went down around here, we'd be able to maximize profits because it would be easier to find workers. We're not the monsters you think us to be. Well, at least not entirely. The truth is that the moment I'm done with the legal mumbo-jumbo, I'm going to make you into my bitch. And don't even think about running. All I have to do is graze you with one of my jagged spines, and you'd be both overcome by lust and rendered immobile. Keep in mind that every manticore has deadly accuracy, and I would hit you before you so much as moved. I would rather make this fun and, dare I say, pleasurable for you. All right now, let's get the boring part over. So, you decided to work under a monster. Good on you for giving our race a chance. Now, before you start, you need to be made aware that most monsters have urges that they're not able to naturally suppress, and the queen is not to be held responsible for any rape and claiming while on the job site. Official marriage workplace precautions will be put in place as soon as the situation cools down enough for the police in your area to finish any investigations, on the low chance that you raise charges, and the slightly higher chance that your family did it for you. This is an official message from the Queen herself. Ah, that's such a boring way to talk about that topic, but luckily I have to elaborate. So, you decided to work beneath the monster. Truly, I don't know what forced you to work here of all places. Before I start, I have to say that each and every predatory monster has a fire inside of them that can only be extinguished by the fluids of a delicious boy like you. The police are not around to help any bigoted family members you might have, and you will be too addicted to my tail in order to say anything against me. I will take time to move your work by me, so that any time I feel the urge to pin you down, I can. This is a message from your new goddess. So, are you going to do as I say, or am I going to have to get seriously physical? Your first order is this. Come sit on my lap. Good. I've lowered the spines back into my tail so that you can safely grab it. I want you to examine it. That's right. Feel around the outside of it. It's so smooth, yet so tough, isn't it? Perfect for me to control whether or not I want you to move it. Sometimes I would want to watch you desperately try and move it, and other times, I would want to see you use my tail as, a pocket pussy. The best part about my venom is that it makes your body do things it your mind may not approve of. So when you're using my tail as your fuck toy, your mind might be screaming for you to stop. Oh, I can feel your fear. Oh, don't worry. She won't hurt you. Why don't you put your finger inside the top of it? Oh, look at that. She closed around your finger. Do you feel it being caressed and sucked and jerked and fucked all at once? Huh. Allow me just to release your finger. There. Suck on it. Do it. There you go. You are starting to heat up. The fluids in my tail are not as potent as the venom in my spines, but that's because it is meant to be applied to the penis in order to increase the strength of any already existing venom. Alone, it creates a different feeling of need, like you're trying to force the cum from your balls, but you physically cannot. That is how I know that I own you. The only place you will ever come again will be my body. Whether it's my tail, my paws, or my cunt, the only way for this feeling to go away is for me to milk you. Now, are you afraid of needles? No? Good. If you want, you can squeeze the fluff on my arm as I wrap it around you and hold you still. Get comfortable, because you are going to be here a while. Most manticores are not like me, but I like the idea of letting a man know when they're doing great. How am I supposed to maximize our pleasure if my intended doesn't know when he's being good? Just rest your hands on the fur right in between my breasts. Yes. Don't look at what's going on down there. Look up at me. There. You're starting to feel hot, aren't you? I'm good with needles, right? I told you I was deadly accurate. Oh, my tail just undid your trousers. I swear she has a mind of her own. Well, are you ready to become mine, baby? Ah, yes. Attaboy. Ah, yeah. Oh, yes. Ah, that's a good boy. Oh, your muffled screams into my paw. Delicious. Oh, let me wrap my legs around yours so you don't hurt yourself thrashing about. Ah, oh, I do love what manticore venom does to men. I never witnessed it firsthand, but the men I've seen were always unconscious with such a pleasure look on their faces. Some manticores do not like sharing affection directly, so they often whisper things into their husband's ears as they rest. Personally, I feel like the husbands who are claimed by manticores who share these feelings are so much happier than those with manticores that do not. Ah, there. Oh, the venom fully kicked in. Oh, it's so much better when you're not thrashing about. Oh, I love the way you moan. With every climax I give, the insides of my tail are so sensitive that it feels like I'm fucking you. Maybe in a little while, I'll let you into my actual pussy. I know it's sensitive from when I've masturbated while thinking of the moment I finally had a human male in my arms. Ah, you're whimpering so much. You're not even shooting out ropes of cum anymore. Oh, you're just spraying a constant stream of cum. That's it. Give it all to me. Ah, you taste so good, baby. Ah, fuck, you're going to make me come, but I'll resist for you. I don't want to risk leaving any of the venom inside of you. That would be cruel, even for my species. Almost there. Yes. Yes. Oh, you did very well for your first time with a manticore. You must be so tired. There, just sleep now. You'll be in our home when you wake up. Oh, don't worry. I'll be gentle with you. I'm not your basic manticore, so I'll give you some time to recuperate before doing this again. We'll have to build up some stamina, though, because you lasted less time than the average man. Not that I blame you. And as for your actual job, well, the only person who has the right to so much as touch you is me. And if anyone does anything to harm you, they will have more to fear than simply being fired. You're going to fit in just fine. I'll make sure of it. Sweet dreams, lover.